I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The Soul Path of Awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hey, gang. How's everyone doing? Hey, Sue in the chat. Good to see you. Oh, my God, you guys. Thank God I don't start till later. Anyway, if you're new to if you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm Michelle, and it's always not just great, but a joy to be here with all of you. It really is. And thank you, everyone, getting in the chat. Okay, boy, you know. Okay, we're gonna talk. We're gonna deep dive. Sue in the chat. We've got some Soul Path Patreoners in the chatty. I am so loving that. Okay. You see my little look? It is like a OS. Okay, guys. All right. Call in number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad if you want to chat, want to say hi, want a reading, want to let me know how you're doing. We have Paulo coming on later. If you hear me moving around, it's because I'm getting my my tea. Getting it a little late. Oh, my gosh. So, gang, I've been okay, before I get into that, please, here's a shameful plea right now. Please subscribe to Awakenings with Michelle Miche. On YouTube, also Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube. Come connect with me on Instagram. That's kind of like the little hub now. We got a little thing going on. We got the Soul Path community chat, or it's really for people that are part of Patreon, Soul Awakening on Patreon, which is really not, it's not, the soul is not awakening. I really want people to know that. It's not the soul. The soul's awake. You are awake. You're awakening, awake, aware, shining bright, you know, having a grand old time on the divine level of the higher self and above. It's the wounding in the ego part. That has fun too, but let's be honest, that part of us definitely only likes good things happening, right? Where the spirit soul doesn't determine that, doesn't think that way. So this awakening people talk, or spiritual awakening, yes, it's the mainstream world or mainstream consciousness awakening to the idea of a soul and not from a religiosity sense or of spirit, not from a religiosity sense. That's one type of awakening. But ultimately, beyond those beliefs, what constricts us, beyond those beliefs, there is that awakening happening. And how many notice this? If you call in, let me know if you notice this or in the chat also. And then I'm going to tell you guys what happened. I'm going to be vulnerable here. You notice a difference when we started talking about soul. And some of you have been traveling with me for a while, and so you know these concepts. You know, you've had an inkling of these concepts. You've learned about this. The world is getting more and more different because of the idea of the soul. Because when you respond from the higher self as soul, it's very different than ego. You know, it's very different, and it's a different world. So we're literally changing the world, okay? Not the earth, the world. We're changing, you know, the earth changes on its own as a divine outpicturing of God or all that is, like we are. It's in it, you know, I could say that we change each other. We change the earth changes us to some degree. I guess you could say that, by, you know, what we quote-unquote do to it or don't, you know. But most importantly, we're here to change patterns, change the way things are. And I feel like a lot of people are awakening to this. They're understanding this. You may not have had the words of what does this mean, but it literally is changing the game. And it is allowing what's called in this part of the awakening a new emerging consciousness. So it's not just emerging consciousness, because consciousness is always emerging, you know, kind of evolving or revolving. It's new. It's new to, well, how do I want to say this? It's not completely new. When I talk about these concepts, I'm talking more from the mainstream aspect to what gets put in books and libraries and schools and, you know, educational systems and, you know, unis and colleges and corporations. These concepts aren't there or are barely there because they're not there in the people. And they don't get there until other people have them. You know, there can be spontaneous awakening and then a progression of awakenings from that. That's for sure. There can be a spontaneous. But it's very rare, and it doesn't, just because you have one awakening, trust me, I've had many, and I know all of you have, because a lot of you, but because you continue awakening. You have one awakening, and awakening is opening to these new levels of consciousness. It's like an unfolding. It's like a, you know, it's like a flower blooming, which we're going to get into that five-part, five-pointed star and Venus. Okay, gang, I have to tell you, so I have full disclosure. What happened? Why was I late? What's going on? Am I okay? Let's see. Five-pointed star, which is the pentagram. And some of you that have worked with me before know that I use the five-pointed star. I've used it in some of my courses and classes. Okay, so last night I was feeling a little sickish, but I'm trying to get uploaded, do videos. And if anybody knows when I'm channeling, some of you have had private sessions with me, I lose track of time. Sometimes it's the, you know, the person I'm channeling for is like, Michelle, I think we're over time. I think we're over time. And sometimes that happens in the Soul Path Journey or Patreon group. You can hear me getting my tea here. Because, okay, it's when I'm channeling, but also if the spiritual hierarchy or the oversouls are coming through, I get swept away. And the little Michelle and the concept of time and, oh, somebody paid for this amount of the session and that. I mean, I've literally sometimes set alarms, little buzzers. So, you know, I've been doing more readings. And I guess since I'm also not on camera with the Soul Path, or Soul Insights and Tarot, doing the pick of cards, I kind of just zone out. So, I don't know, I did a bunch less yesterday, and then I had some creative meetings for projects and things that I'm doing to bring more to those that I love journeying with. In fact, you'll notice a difference on those of you that are subscribed to Soul Insights and Tarot and also Awakenings with Michelle Mache on YouTube. We changed the banner. I didn't. Jennifer Mathieu did, a great, really wonderful designer. So I'm doing green days and everything. And I started the other day, felt like I was getting a sore throat, a little sickish. So I laid low, you know, did my usual herbs and potions and was fine, you know, getting up early. Well, last night I stayed up longer, later, and I had the psychic flash, you guys, and I got to admit, I didn't listen to it. I had a flash, just set the alarm, Michelle. I'm like, oh, no, I'll be up. The latest I'll be up is 8:30, maybe 9, but I'll probably be up at 7 like I was the day before, you know. But I had the flash. I got to be full disclosure to you guys. So I've been taking this nighttime comfort by Gaia herbs. I took all my little herbs, my moon juice, calcium, magnesium, theanine. But I stayed up later editing. So please, that's doubly please, watch the video because it was the editing last night. I wanted to get the video out at 9 a.m. But I felt good, so I thought, oh, and I listened to a podcast. I fell asleep into dreamy land. I wake up, And I'm like, oh, the clocks must have stopped in the middle of the night. No, Michelle, the clocks didn't stop in the middle of the night. You slept 9 hours, and I overslept. And I'm like, shout out to Sadie, who does all the work, you know, behind the scenes. Many of you know her. Because, the one time I could really rely. So I get up and I'm like, oh, my God, how can I, you know, how can this happen? That's why I don't have my tea and I'm getting it now. I cannot believe that. But tell you guys, I felt really good. So I must have needed that sleep. But note to self, what am I ever telling everybody that works with me, listen to you, which I guess my guides knew, or my higher self was like, Michelle has no, because I do not, no matter how tired I am, I do not oversleep like this. I mean, maybe an hour or two, but I'm amazed sometimes. I'm, like the other night, I had clients and then I did a video because I was very inspired and I've been doing a lot of channeling for Patreon. So those of you that are in the Soul Path Seeker, Soul Path Journeyer, or Soul Path tears, channeled info coming. There's so much change and shifting right now that the guides have been extra active with me. So I've been doing deep dives on my own for to see kind of like what happened when I predicted the pandemic. I had 4 days of these visions or 4 nights, and it was just like I get knocked out. But, I mean, it's like lucid dreaming. I'm there in it. This was different. I was just knocked out, guys. Obviously, I needed the sleep. I was just gone, which, thank God, because, like, I can have challenges sleeping, you know. And then I wake up like the Ever-Ready Bunny in the morning, you know, so I can do on very little sleep. But last night I was out. I was, in fact, I'm like, how did I sleep that long? But, oh, it feels so good. Anyway, yeah, so I've been doing a lot. There's a lot of information, insights. I know what some people call content. To me, it's more than content. It's not just stuff to post. It is information, astrology, numerology, channeled info, metaphysics, spirituality, spiritualism. I mean, we are being prepared for the big one. I mean, bigger than 2020. So I've been channeling a lot. I've been doing and writing, taking notes, and recording. So those of you on Patreon, it's going to come out in little dribbles because I know this month, though, because I know, and I also did a post about the ascension symptoms, because I know that if I, you know, people can only read or listen to so much. But the thing about with the videos, because I can tend to get chatty, is you guys can you can always fast-forward them, you know, those of you in the Patreon. You can always fast-forward the videos. All right, I'm so ready to hear about it. I know. I know you were over for me. Thank you. What is it? Are you going to ask the guy, yes, how we can change beliefs? I feel beliefs are linked. Oh, well, that's what I do. Hey, Joyce. Okay, let's get into that. Good question. Because that is what I do. Who is Joy, Fun, Happiness, that's what I do. Well, that's what I've been doing for many years, and I did it as a psychic channel work, doing past life regression work. And then I went back to school, to a hypnotherapy school, and got board certified as a medical hypnotherapist and a alchemical hypnotherapist. These are different things, and an analytical hypnotherapist, because I wanted to marry the metaphysics. I wanted a technique that I could do to help people release patterns, because what I was seeing was a lot of people doing affirmations, law of attraction, and not changing. And what I knew was it was the subconscious beliefs. When one of the systems I do, parts processing and psychosynthesis, it's the subtext. It's basically the script that you have. So yes, how can you change beliefs? If you want to do, it's not in one day. It's not just by affirmations. That's why I created 5-step emotional clearing process, which that MP3 you can get on my website, soulplayground.life. Or you can do the basic version of it, just copy and paste. Just put in, it's in, I think, Soul Path Tools. Yeah, Soul Path Tools or Soul Path Support on soulplayground.life, or you can just go to the search bar and put five-step emotional clearing process. Also, projection perception. You have to be able to clear projections to clearly see. So beliefs are created, and we're never going to get rid of beliefs because they're like anchors that hold us in place and hold the energy of us in place. And first of all, you have to notice what belief is not life-enhancing without judgment. And also understand that you're going to have a certain, that part of you in the subconscious is there to keep you safe. And that belief, even if it's limiting, even if it's heinous, has had some level of relief for you and has worked to some degree. That's one of the reasons it's so difficult to change beliefs. And it's also refinement, because some beliefs we come in are actually encoded within us mentally, emotionally, but also physically in our cells, in our cellular structure. Every cell of our body in the nuclei has information. Our cells are like mini computers. But like computers, you can have something in. You can take something away, or a flash drive, right? It's more than a flash drive. It's like really like a huge, you know, mainframe computer. And there are processes. That's like when I'm doing clearing work, I always say, we clear that, whatever that belief or feel idea is, to the cellular DNA and the energetic DNA. And when you do this enough, and then you say the next healthy cell replicated has the new information. So one of the things with changing beliefs is when you're, like, when you first get up in the morning, or when you're first nodding out, or if you're sick or feeling vulnerable and you know you have a limiting belief, or you're involved in circular thinking, thoughts going round and round that are not healthy, not positive. When you're in those states, you're literally in an organic or natural state of hypnosis. What you can do is that's the time to what we call encode the positive belief. I do that when I'm working out, and I've been doing PT, physical therapy rehab, for my knees, or one of my knees. And so when I'm on my Pilates machine, or I'm doing these stretches I have to do, I literally say my ligaments and muscles are healthier and healthier, flexible and flexible. You know, I'm walking easily and effortlessly. I'm running easily or effortlessly. So, change, that's on a low level, that's a way to do it with repetition, because it takes repetition. We learn by repetition. We learn by repetition on a cellular level what's passed on to us. I'll give you an example. I have a relative in England, and it's part of my background, and growing up, I always liked a little milk in my tea. And I'm like, nobody else did that. I never noticed it. And then one time I had that, and my mom had a really good friend that was from, I'm seeing her face, but I can't think of her name right now, blonde-haired, blue-eyed lady, very jovial, that was from England, and she commented on that. And I also liked, what is it, the A1 steak sauce on my eggs, and a little bit of it. And when I went to live in England, and she told me, oh, that's so British of you. And I'm like, oh, no wonder. So you could have things coming through from other ancestors within your known ancestral line or unknown ancestral line or lineage. You know, Celtic memories, African motherland, and, you know, First Peoples, Indigenous people, Native American, however you want to put it. It comes through, and sometimes stronger if it's more aligned with the soul. And since I love cafes, reading, writing, writing poetry, meeting friends there, writing, it fits in, you know, the whole vibe. So you're going to see and feel a lot more of this as we're going through this awakening stage, which the soul alignment that we're, the ascension and soul alignment, because you're getting more aligned to your true you, not the prefab you. So going back, and I like to do a sort of meditation, you need to be in that meditative state. And you're at somewhat to that when you get in that kind of zony state where you're very focused on something, like when you're driving, someone's driving the car, let's say you're sitting in, you could be in the front seat or back seat, and you're just looking out the window, and you're focused on the landscape. These are little times to encode, or when you're walking. Running is great. I do it when I'm running, when you're running. But now you have to change behavior, though. You have to. That's what I do in hypnotherapy. We create pattern interrupts. And you have to new behavior. And that's the thing a lot of people don't realize. They want to just read the books or put the post-its, you know, posties up, post-its. And they're not changing behavior. You have to change the behavior for a particular time period, a consistent time period, along with the mental-emotional thought. Now, what happens with behaviors is there is emotions and feelings that you don't want to feel. And that's why the belief is there, to keep you from that feeling. So you have to identify that feeling. There's different processes. There's different ways to change that. But basically, you have to be with your feeling. This is why people that work with me and that start getting better and they're like, well, I'm trying to think positive and I'm trying to be positive. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't try to be positive. Don't try to think positive, because that's the first part of creating the defense, using the defense mechanism or protection mechanism of the mind. And there comes the belief. That is a belief. I'm trying to be positive. We've been taught that you have to be positive. You know, I taught at a spiritual center for a while, and everybody was always, God is good, always, you know, or things are good. And I'm like, not all the time. Things are not good all the time. Maybe on some level, the spiritual level, soul level, but in the human level, you could be going through a lot. You could literally be going trauma. You could go through shit, let's say it. So, no, it's not about thinking positively. That's the first thing that's really going to keep you locked in a limiting belief. You have to allow, what do you call it, shadow work. You have to integrate the other aspect of you and be with those feelings. On my YouTube channel, I do have, because in the beginning when I had my YouTube channel back in 2007, I guess, it really was just a storehouse for certain videos, workshop videos I did, or I taught at Agape Spiritual Center for a while, and I would just every now and then put something up there. But there are some gems in there. The ascension meditation, there's a lot, there are some processes there that you can, you know, listen to and help you shift your beliefs. But you have to deal with why the belief is there and why it served you or how it served you. And what's the dominant feeling or emotions there? Is it fear? Is it being left? Right? And then there's a process to see, well, how was that time period different than what it is now? So changing the beliefs, you have to work through the subconscious mind. You have to get into that state of awareness where that's the creative state. Anybody knows it. When you're making jewelry, when I'm doing a reading, when I'm writing, when I used to dance, you know, or perform, you know, you're painting a picture, you're drawing, you're more in that expanded consciousness through the subconscious, what we sometimes call the creative unconscious, you're not in your ego self, your beta consciousness. And unfortunately, a lot of people try to change their beliefs from that state of consciousness, the beta consciousness, the ego mind, and you can't from there. You have to get into infinite mind. So I hope that answers. Teresa, I love it. Sometimes we have to sit in the oven until we're fully baked. Oh, my God, Teresa, that is so true. Now, joy, fun, happiness, I feel beliefs are linked to a fear. See, there you go, a fear or loyalty to a group. So what you simply need to do, first of all, either get the MP3 on my website, soulplayground.life, or just go there and copy and paste. There's a beginning, basic five-step emotional clearing process. So you need to look and see, when did you have this fear, the earliest time, the earliest similar time? And you can do what we call a reframe. Go back, because the mind doesn't know the difference between past, present, and future. That's why scary movies work. You can tell yourself all day, oh, that's just a movie. Don't be scared. And it's like, no, the body is going to physiologically and physically react. So if, in case you're seeing that, I have this fear or this unfounded loyalty, all you need to go back, and it's going to be this lifetime, because in all my years, and I've done thousands of hours of past life regression on myself, on other people, I've had it done on me, there's always a corresponding issue or problem this lifetime. So if you handle it to the core of this lifetime and really feel what's going on, it will change, it will shift. So for you, Joy, Fun, Happiness, it's going back, and I don't want to put you in session now, but going back into that time, the earliest time you experienced that, and now go back with your connected to your higher self, and you can connect to your higher self first. Go back to that earlier time where you felt those feelings and felt that compulsion that I have to do this. And there's a fear, and you don't even need to know what the fear is. You might know what the fear is, being left or being on your own or exposed or something there, humiliation, shame, something's going on there. Just connect to those feelings. But now you're going to connect in through the higher self with your adult self showing up and give yourself some new options. Don't limit yourself. Give yourself, oh, I have another person that comes in my life or another group that's healthier. I can go to different groups. So you can change it. You can go back in, because the past, present, and future timeline, this is why we can do readings and I can do hypnotherapy with the future self, especially alchemical hypnotherapy. We can do the future self. We can do timelines. We can do other dimensions and bring in different aspects. Because that's the place you need to be to really change the beliefs if you really want to play around. Because they're just beliefs. They're just held in, the beliefs are held in place by your emotions, your thoughts and feelings and emotions about what you're believing. Once you take the charge off of those beliefs, you distill, you decharge the emotions, they will not, they'll loosen their hold, their grip. Sometimes immediately, but I've had things in session where, boom, it's just gone. But usually it takes some kind of repetition. And so you just change. You go back and you change. You don't need to, what's the fear? Okay, you handle that fear. I fear I'm going to be left. Well, now I'm visioning other people coming in. There's a space there with I was left, and so I'm alone. And now you see another person coming in. You can feel the energy. This is important. You can feel the energy of connection of other people coming in. I'm adult. I can choose new people. I can have multiple groups. So this works. It might sound very simplistic, but the subconscious mind is very simplistic. It works by symbols. That's why we have messages through our dreams, through numerology, astrology, and tarot. It's bits of information that we have to kind of put the strings together or the breadcrumbs together to bake the cake of our understanding and knowledge and knowing, right? So when you do that enough, you start shifting the feeling and the belief starts to loosen up. And you also start encoding and creating the experience that you want to have, which is different groups or different people or people that feel better to you or safer to you, right? All right, let's get to callers. Paula will be on in a bit. I'm going to look for him. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Zara. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Zara.
I'm glad you got a good night's sleep.
Oh, my God. Do you believe that? I'm like, should I tell people? I got to say what happened. I was so shocked. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's fine.
Okay.
Your body needed to rest. Yeah.
I guess so. One more hour and the show would have been over. But anyway. Okay. So
generally, like, does Spirit have a message for me? What do I need to know at this time? I would love any insight.
What does Zara need to know at this time? It's better if you have an exact question, but see, and I think when Paula comes on, we're going to talk about, we're going to still do, something with you, with your routine, to allow more lightness right now, to kind of lighten up. It might be some project or activity that you like doing needs to start coming in. And there is something new that's going to be starting to open your heart. So something, a person or a situation, something is coming in that's going to bring a heart connection or some level of fulfillment. So So it could be by adjusting your routine, your activities, or where you're going, this new influence comes in, which is very much about this Venus retrograde, which I had wanted to touch on. But anyway, it's on my Patreon. Yeah. Does that make sense for you? That's the message I'm getting.
Not at this point, but, hey, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Have you been getting out doing it? Because I'm getting kind of a little, like a, I don't know if it's down, melancholy, just kind of status quo. Your soul wants something zippy, some new insight, some new influence. Do you do any art?
Actually.
I know it's true, because I'm a psychic. Sorry, I can tell. I can read your energy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is a good point, because you are answering from the ego. And see, the ego doesn't, we don't like, you know, and I had to learn this as a psychic medium and a channel, that a lot of times I would show up and I'm like, I hope something comes through, or somebody books a session for their, want to talk to their mother or grandmother. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope it works this time. So I have to be in that suspension, you know, in that void. And then it always comes through. And I feel that with you. It's like, yes, your soul, in fact, your higher self is knocking at your door saying, we need some fun, some zippiness, some lightness, because there's some new people and influences you're meant to have. You've got to break routine right now. That's a biggie for you. And kind of follow your heart with that, you know, and get flowers, bring flowers into your house, especially pinks, magenta, even those, what is it called, amethyst? I don't know. I'm seeing these. Yeah, that's going to help you. That's going to help you. You can't attract what you want to attract right now until you raise your vibrational frequency, and that's what's going to help you. We all need other influences or in our life, whether it can't all just be internal or spirit realm. It sometimes has to be spirit in manifested form, so we have to have it from outside people and situations, and that's what you need right now. That's going to give you a lot of clarity, a lot of pep, a lot of energy, a lot of vitality, a lot of passion, okay? Joy.
Sounds good.
It's about joy for you. It's about joy. All right, sweetie. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Uh-huh. Bye. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Lee.
Hey, Lee. Welcome.
Doing?
Oh, Lee, I'm doing pretty good. Thank God I have a good team, because I almost didn't make it today. Oh,
teamwork,
my God.
Makes the dream work.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Oh, Lee, good to hear your voice. Now,
thank you.
What's going on? Yeah.
I was just kind of checking in. I wanted to kind of see what was going to be coming in for me the next next month into the next year, just kind of checking in to see. I felt a really big shift in the last couple days. And
okay,
so,
yeah, big. Well, you're getting focused, was what I'm hearing. The big thing that's coming in for you, a lot of sun in Scorpio. So you could be seeing some things behind the surface, bringing stuff up, whether within yourself or situations. I also feel self-esteem coming up, confidence, self-worth, value, being more intuitive. There's a lot of intuition. I feel you're preparing to go in a new direction somehow. And let's see. There's a lot to do with work on yourself, and work in the outer world, establishing something. So there's going to be a lot with your work, with your career, with building firm foundations, making long-range plans, like having a vision. So there's something coming back for you about, hey, this is my life, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to create, this helps me this way, this helps me that way. So some of this vision or idea of some goals that you had in the past are going to be coming back, and it's a perfect time for that right now with Venus retrograde. So
okay.
And Mercury will be retrograde also the end of the month. And we have Mars in Virgo and Mercury in Virgo. And the manifestation point will be mid-January, so if you use that as your kind of heads-up, January, February, let's say February of next year, because Pluto will have gone out of Capricorn. And any time a planet, especially what we call a transpersonal planet, goes out, it has a kick. It kickstarts it. So if we've been preparing, when it booms into the next sign, we can have some kind of payoff or result, positive result, manifestation. So, yeah, I would work with that cycle, that time period, to really focus on yourself, your health, mental, emotional health, wellness, spiritual growth, your career, your business, your creative endeavors, whatever it is, projects. Just like, go, look, I'm building. I see where I want to go. I have a vision now, and I'm going to put some steps in there. I'm going to put some, and you will be working then with the universal energy if you do that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
Much peace.
Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye. Let's see. I think Paulo is here. I hope that's his number. Oh, Jackie's in the chat. Thanks. That makes sense. So it's like you're giving yourself permission to change and also then changing the emotion linked to the belief. Yes, you're not changing the emotion. You're using the emotion. Okay? Joy, fun, happiness. You're using the emotion. The energy and emotions will naturally transcend. In other words, obviously I slept for so long. Now I feel, woo, I got energy. I have restored. I can feel it in my body, that my body feels refreshed. So it's really learning how to work with the natural rhythms of our body and our mind, how it works, our body-mind system works. Because what gets us in the pickles, if we don't have the technique. That's why I created five-step emotional clearing process. I had people coming from all over the world to do work with me. This was in the 90s. Repatterning. Because as a psychic channel and medium, I could go in there and I could feel, I was like this great diagnostic tool psychically. And they'd be, oh, my God, that's what it is. How'd you know? And I would zoom in and we'd change, and it was great. And then I thought, you know what? I want to develop something that people can do on their own that works all the time, like clockwork. It works. This system, this technique works, and then people can make it their own. So you're shifting the emotion. You're transmuting it. You're first of all, you have to be in it. If it's the grief, the sadness, the fear, you have to allow that part of you. That's the big part. That's the psychosynthesis or parts processing. You have to allow that part and support that part. But there's always another part that's not fearful. There's a part that is introverted and there's a part that's a bit extroverted. So you learn how your inner psyche works and you create a balance. Like, I feel fearful of going to this group. You know, I can be like that when I'm meeting new people. I could be a little, believe it or not, reticent. I don't want to talk too much, especially when they find out I'm a psychic channel and a medium. All of a sudden at a dinner or party or cocktail party or on a yacht, you know, I'm in the corner telling stories, tuning in, doing readings. People are, oh, my God, what is it like? But so I can understand that fear and go, okay, well, you don't have to answer everything. You don't have to jump in and go, hi, everybody. You can just come in calmly. So I work with that part of me. But then I know there's another part of me that loves sharing, talking, connecting, sharing my story or stories, listening to other people's stories or stories, dancing, to good music, getting the party going, going, hey, everybody, hi, you know, let's have a good time. You know, I like people, you know, I like, you know, that part of, I guess, making people feel comfortable and entertaining, you know, or cooking for people, and you know. So I know my part, so I can understand and manage them. I'm okay with my feelings, whether it's grief or melancholy or depression, or I work with that energy. So a lot of to shift your patterning, you have to have, you can't be in a fixed mindset. You have to be okay that you know, have these emotions that aren't comfortable. But if you give yourself subconsciously other options, then you can have other beliefs. So if I can have a belief, like you can have a belief that you excel in one area of your life, but you have the belief that you can't excel in another area. Well, if you're in that meditative state and you tune in, you look at the belief, well, I can only excel in this. I'm a great, you know, athlete or something, but I'm not a great writer. Well, you can just simply say, I'm a great athlete and I'm a great writer, because there are a lot of people that are both or whatever, you know, whatever it is. So it's just really connecting into the energy of the two parts of you and creating from that state of consciousness the belief that you can be both. Yeah. All right, gang. Let's see. Is it Paulo on? Paulo, is that you?
Hello. Aloha.
Hey, Pauliti. Okay, we had a lot of people in the queue, so I wasn't seeing you. Don't worry, right. People, that you're waiting. We will get to callers, 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad. How are you? Now, Pauli, how are you doing in this energy pattern that we are, the intensification of the energy? Yes?
I'm feeling reborn. I'm feeling it's a chance to re-identify who I am. And now, because I've also done a lot of, I mean, I've been in this world 74 years. So something must have clicked to say that I learned something. My ego says I learned something, but also my body says I learned something. And so I kind of feel reborn on each day, on each morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, by the way, that is kind of what I've been sharing in a little bit here in the readings and Patreon. The aspects that are happening now are really to get us, I love what you say about reborn, because that's what it is, and reborn from the soul or the authentic us or more authentic, true us, genuine. So we all have to be looking around at what our values, our beliefs, what do we enjoy doing, and bringing more of that in. So, this time, especially with this Venus retrograde in Leo, it's really all the aspects and how they're fitting together. I mean, it's just, you know, Paula, when I looked at it, not just psychically, but I mapped out the astrology to it, I'm like, we're getting the steps, really, to put a foundation into this, like you said, reborn aspect, this part. And that's one of the things the guides had showed me, was this part of us, and I could feel it in myself. And then I'm seeing it in people I'm working with, it, students and clients. There's like this one part, like I call the captain of the inner psyche, you know, kind of the captain of the ship. But there's a new aspect of it that's emerging that's very strong, kick-ass, determined, fun, you know, kind of little, whatever it is. It's a very, very, I don't know how you're experiencing that, but... I'd love to know, but I can feel it, and I could feel this like energy, this new energy coming in, and it's like, and I heard the word, this is the part, and the guides are saying you're going to have, people are in the oversouls, there's going to be a part that's needed that to go get through what we're going to be going through, especially starting 2024 a little bit, but 2025 and beyond, whatever it is, and it doesn't have to be all bad or scary.
Well, most definitely I feel that there always will be in time, you know, there's always going to be someone to come forward and take on that energy and teach that energy and as you, and for people to find you into your places of your websites or your Patreon groups. There are always going to be the searchers. There's always going to be people that will have that energy to move us through. And when I see that, that's a constant. That's a constant place. But it's a binary constant place. There's always going to be a winner and a loser, a gainer and a seeker.
On the earth plane.
I'm stepping out of my ego when I say reborn. I'm saying, oh, no. I'm very lazy. I'm kind of a frustrated psychic, if you want to say. And I'm very lazy, and I'm going, no, I don't know. The treadmill, no, I'm not doing it anymore. My shoes are all worn. I'm not even wearing shoes, okay? I don't want to get on that track anymore. And so I'm stepping out of my ego each day, little by little. I'm not going to shock anything. I'm not going to rearrange the wheel since it's been created. I don't need to do that anymore. All I need to do is take stock about where I'm at with each thing that comes into my life or on my plate.
But that's what I'm talking about, Paulo. That's what I'm saying. It's the soul. And I've been doing this, as you know, a long time. I've not seen or felt this part. Well, there's touches of it, obviously. So it's not about going to other people. I've just been talking about it. It is the more authentic, responding as soul. that it's not wanting to do things that it doesn't do. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the ego. I mean, on a level of personality, it has likes and preferences, but it's really a new aspect of being. That's what I'm seeing and feeling. It's a new aspect of being that is needed to deal with life as we know it, as a soul, the next level of evolution, if you want to put it that way, and what we're going to need. It's almost like it's a state of mind. It's a consciousness. It's a consciousness that has a different state of mind and awareness than what we had a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You might have had touches of it, but because of conditioning, this is my understanding, because of conditioning, it hasn't been, first of all, there hasn't been enough coherence and resonant vibrational frequency to allow this part to come through. And now that is there in the you know, consciousness of Earth, mainstream consciousness, let's say just the people, it's a very pioneering, you know, for lack of a better word, a little more Aries type energy. And I'm not just saying that because the nodal axis changed, because we definitely didn't have people becoming more Taurian or Taurus-like. This is a new, the only thing I can think of and feel out is, well, it made sense. When I was in session the other day with my guides, I was like, oh, my God, this makes sense, because these next phases where we're all breaking into groups and communities and living more individually, more uniquely, more, as you're saying, more authentically or genuinely, more by the soul, just doing what we feel we need to do, getting those, you know, impulses, psychic, spiritual, to be able to do, having chutzpah. I mean, I guess everybody's getting a dose of chutzpah, because it's like to create the new systems. It can't be done from the head, because that gets us in the old game, the old paradigm. It's the material, it's the consciousness of what we need to create the new earth. And to your point, what I want to share with everyone is, gang, we've turned the corner already. There, not only is there no going back, but the idea of revolting or revolution or saying I'm creating over here, or I'm buying over here, or I'm working with these people, or I'm living this way or that way, we're already in that. This part is just getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, and I feel like it's the part that can. I don't even know you could say the confidence, the inspiration. I don't know. There's a lot of things you could say, but it's the part of God, consciousness.
The vision I get when I looked at when I look at this from wherever I go to do this, I see that, as you said, Venus is retrograde. Okay, so I see this woman, and she's like getting out of bed. She's Mother Earth getting out of bed, and she takes the comforter off the surface of the earth so that people can see. I see that the light is piercing now the earth, and they're both greeting each other. They're both greeting each other. It's been a binary. It's been a kind of a battle whether the energies miss us or we miss them. It's always been that kind of almost like the ticking of the heart where it beats. But the beats have been erratic for a while. And now it's coming into balance. It's coming into a gently, just as you would take the comforter off the bed, just gently opening. And I see that Venus is stepping back. She's letting you feel, not see the result, but feel the result inside of you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So it's not something, you're right, not of the head at all. It's
about
what
we can't, and that's the thing.
Being. Yes.
You have to feel it and then respond to it. It makes sense, because we're much more magnetic. The earth is much more electrical, so there's electromagnetic balance. And you have to feel, because the spirit soul operates by resonance, by feeling, not by thinking. Thinking comes way later. And what I was being shown is we're creating the third way. It's called the third wave and third way. And I actually heard something recently, a snippet about that on some podcasts. And I'm like, oh my God, but it's just a snippet. I haven't seen it anywhere else. and it's not the Third Reich or whatever.
Way
is it gets us out of the binary. So we're on the third way. It's like, right? It's like when it reminds me, Paulo, that saying, I think it was Einstein, that we clear, and I'm going to badly paraphrase it, but it's something to the effect, it was a whole long paragraph about how we really don't change. We outgrow our problems, and that the same mindset that created the problem or lived in the problem can't solve the problem. We got to get out of that. But now everyone, and Paulo lives this way, I live this way, please listen. Hear us out. We've been doing it, but we've been, like Paula's talking about, the veil being lifted with this Venus retrograde energy, and she is cosmic mother. Venus is magnetic energy.
Yeah.
We have been all taught, oh, you can't do that. Oh, stars do that. Oh, that's hard to make a living doing that. You can't be an artist. You can't do this. People have been taught to not, the great lie that you're not creating this reality, but you are. So it's about harnessing that, right? And so when you realize that, you're like, oh, where's masculine, feminine, electrical, magnetic? When you have the yin and the yang, it creates something. You need the binary create something. However,
right? It's the grid.
You can't stay there. You have to pop up into the third way, and we've been doing it. Every solution we've all had, whether problem solving, creative solution, whatever you want to call it, didn't come from us ping-ponging in the binary.
No.
Something magically happened, an insight, a flash of insight, a blessing, something that out of the blue that helps us. We're about to live that way. And that's what was being kept from us. Right, Paulo?
Yes. Well, it is like when I had people would come to me also I wore many hats in my past, as many people have, and I one of the hats that people came to me about was solving their health issues, as we share that also myself.
Yeah,
and
you did that
I would have them come in the office, and they would have files about their illnesses. And I'd say, oh, nice. I'm glad you have kept all that information. You have that information. Now step out of my office and come back in and remember when you were healthy. Remember that part of you before you had all this information.
See?
And that's how we've been instructed in life. When you come to this earth, you're immediately instructed how to deal with this earth. You're a vision of power. You're a vision of light. You're a vision of energy. And we need to find out how to work with this. How do you use this? How do you fare through this path on your journey?
Yeah.
And you find out people will be jealous of it. People will covet it. People will want to share it, or want to join you, or want to love you, or everybody wants to mingle with your energy as you grow. And you see this as like a tree. And a tree that grows, and sometimes another tree will come in to guard you from the light by loving you, you know, and especially parents, loving you and controlling you. And you hear these belief systems. Whether you believe them or not, you've collected this information. You are a bunch of files. And so when I wake up, my way is light a fire to the library. I just burn it up. Let's burn it up. I have no connection. I just want to see that person or feel that person, and it comes into my life, and go from there, and not fall on such belief systems that have collected in me, that have made who I am and have unmade me. There was a thing I learned. I learned many things from the Navajo Dene, and one of them said, "Well, say like a doctor says to you, you need to eat bananas right now." But they said, if you continue eating bananas on that circle, what healed you were turned into poison. It will poison you also if you continue it. So no, continuation, you are right, is not the salvation or the fixing of this mindset. We have to say, okay, I can take bananas now, but that doesn't mean I need to take bananas all my life.
Exactly. And see, and that's what you're hitting upon, Paulo, is that the ego part of us, and believe me, I didn't believe this, but we will be living in a time where we do not have the ego. And as a therapist, I know we need it now. It's a very strong, wonderful, good function. However, but it's scary because just what you're talking, what's going to happen, and think about it, gang, it always makes sense. I always say when you do the advanced psychic work, metaphysics, spiritual, whatever, it does make sense. Flash forward 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, a lot of automation. We're going to have a lot of time. You know, we're going to be doing other things, creating, coming together, share, whatever. There's other things. We will be responding. We're going to be living differently. And the soul, living from the soul or the higher realms of the spirit is like less judgment and actually less beliefs because we're constantly creating in that moment. Sure, we're still earth plane. Saturn is here, so we will have some kind of routine or structures. But it is going to be more about checking in with your feelings, or it's going to be so seamless that you whatever before you do something, it's right, it's a feeling to it, and then loosely knit the mind, the mental aspect, or the because mind is very important, but what you fill your mind with is even more important, or unfill your mind with. And that's scary for some people. It's like, well, what's the formula? Right, Paul? There's no formula. Even with what I do, my systems or what I help people do, I'll get you to the doorway. But you got to go through there yourself. You I don't know, your inner map. I may say do three and three, and you three and three gets you there, and then you go, I needed to do three and three and one. And, okay, that's your prescription then. That's your thing to do. No one can give you the total system. No. They can get you in there. They can get you, open you up.
But let me tell you about something. If you listen to, you know, as I said, if you listen to a part of you that said, your doctor said eat bananas kind of thing. Well, there's a story about that. And there was a stork. And a stork is talking to a mule, okay? And the mule comes over to the stork and says, you know, stork, the sky is green. And the stork looks like, what are you, crazy? The sky is blue. And they argue and they argue and they argue and no one's getting anywhere, right? And then the stork and they come to this idea, let's go talk to the lion. He knows the earth. So they go to talk to the lion. And the stork comes in first and he goes, well, you know, I mean, what was the other animal? I forgot. One of the other animals comes in first and says, the sky is green. And the lion says, oh, yes, you're right. The sky is green. And the stork comes in and says, now, wait a minute. Isn't the sky blue? And the lion says, you're right. The sky is blue. He says, well, why are you punishing me? You know, the stork gets really frazzled about this. He says, I'm not punishing you because you're saying the sky is blue and the other saying the sky is green. I'm punishing you because you're talking to that other animal, and that other animal isn't listening to you. It isn't working for you. And that's why people are getting stuck, and that's why the quagmires of things, because we don't listen. We're a creature of habit. That's another fallacy. There's so many fallacies about what we are, but what are we not? We are not any of that that contains us. We are not any of that that puts us in a shelter of light. If you look at it, and I look at the, everyone who's listening, if you want a map of what it is, find a natural crystal, not a cut crystal, but a crystal that's connected to Mother Earth. And you will see that Mother Earth is clinging around the crystal. It's very dense at the bottom. But as that crystal grows, it becomes lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter till it comes to a point. And we are coming to that point, everyone. We are coming to that point, and it's, if you think about the Sistine Chapel where whatever your idea of God is touching man, that hand thing, we are coming to that. We are coming to an agreement of togetherness, the universe and us. We're joining up. And this is a time of celebration. It's a time of celebrating that power inside of us. And that's what I feel. That's the reborn in me, is I'm celebrating that connectedness to finally who I am.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Exactly. Well, that's it. The soul is the who we really are. It's our design.
Yeah.
We're getting to our soul signature frequency, our whatever. There's so many whippy-dippy ways we can describe it, but, Paulo, yes, I love that. I love what you said. And I love what you said within that story or that passage, parable, analogy, metaphor, whatever, all of the above.
Yeah, right.
That people that don't understand, and that's, I mean, yeah, it's not to waste time on people that aren't understanding, but
yes.
It's not about stealing yourself away from certain people.
No.
It's that we don't
no,
have
no.
to prove ourselves anymore. It's not about proving. It's because people that get you,
they get
you. And I know you've traveled a lot, Paulo, and probably have experienced this. I have been with people that would on the surface would not have anything in common, but because there was something beyond that, the true spiritual connection, heart connection, just spirit, wonder, curiosity, connection. I remember one time when I was living in England, and the house that I was living in had a full staff and, you know, butlers and cook and chef and all that, and they had, which I always realized, if I become a multimillionaire or billionaire, I'm sorry, I am not having full staff. It's horrible. I don't care. It is horrible. They know everything you do, when you're in, when you're out, and they're commenting on it. And
oh,
people,
boy.
Oh, Michelle, that was so lucky.
Yeah.
You had a chauffeur. You had no, thank you. Yes, I could have a housekeeper keeper come in, maybe, but no, I'm on my own anyway, or with my loved ones. So anyway, but they were a great bunch, and we had, God knows what they did, but, you know, in that kind of, run that kind of household, there is, they're polishing the silver, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're constantly working outside. So here we have some, I don't know, Irish, Cockney, all kinds. And I'm tarot. I'm doing my readings and playing around. And one day I was having my coffee, and I had my cards, and I don't know what kind of construction workers, I don't know, maintenance people that do stuff outside the house, and some were, you know, landscape digging and some, I don't know, repairing this and that, painting this and that. And they came in for their coffee break or tea break, and we're chatting, and they're asking me about what I do. And I will never forget, one of the guys says, give me those cards. I could do a reading, too. I'm like, holy hell, here I am sitting here. Which, by the way, is you don't sit with the quote-unquote help. I got, you know, talked about that, but that's a whole other story. And he proceeded to do readings, and he was accurate.
Yeah.
And then other people, we played around. And I'm like, I'm like, that's the soul. The soul is not looking at, like, oh, well, they're not going to be interested in this, or they're not going to be able to be. Never took a psychic class, never did anything, never had anything, you know, did believe in, you know, elementals and fairies.
Right.
For sure.
He did not have any luggage. He didn't carry any belief systems about that.
Yeah.
No. To him, they were,
none. Just,
who knows? They were just beautiful cards. He saw, you know, yeah, exactly. I understand. I don't know. My journey a little different in that way. And when I usually stand up and do anything, they all kind of acquiesce and go, oh, you're the almighty, you should do it. And I usually go, oh, because of my upbringing, would say, well, I guess I'm supposed to take the front of it and do it. Nobody else does. Mm. And one of the old belief systems was, if you want something done, do it yourself.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
well, I have that.
I've broken through all of these kind of belief
sometimes.
Systems. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not pushing a channel. I don't know the channel it's on, but there's a thing called the outer fringe or something. It's a series. But they come to a sign in the series that says, America only teaches you lies. It doesn't teach you what it knows. And I laugh at that because it's so true. So true. And it's not just America. I would say the whole idea of belief systems is to take you off the channel of believing in your own, experiencing your own energy. And that's what belief systems.
Now, Paulo, you bring a very interesting, because I've been, because I love the idea of AI. In fact, in one of my meetings yesterday, the person wanted to use ChatGPT, but however, what I came up with was better because I tuned in because I couldn't come up with a line, you know, for the describing something, you know, for advertising and marketing. And they're like, oh, let's use ChatGPT, you know, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I just kind of took a couple deep breaths and I relaxed back, and then I got the download. And I said, because they were saying, well, what about this from ChatGPT? They were like, what about this? What about that thing? I go, no, that sounds odd. That's no. So then I relaxed the divine download, the insight, and I said, what about this? Oh, I love that. I didn't say anything, but I thought, yeah, because that came from infinite mind. That came from divine mind. People, uh-huh. I play with I'm going to do it. AI, I love it. I love technology. However, the plan is to get people hooked on that. And what I mean by that is not to connect it to the innate, infinite, creative intelligence. You have to remember anything that is AI is programmed, and it's going to be slanted to whoever's programming it.
That's
and
right.
It's still beta consciousness because it's like the crawler of Google. That's why Google first came out with the technology, because Google it's called some kind of crawler that's on the internet. So when you do a Google search, there's been this crawler that aggregates information and puts it together and hands it to you. That's basically what ChatGPT for and all that technology is going to be. It's going to be the repository of what's already thought or done before.
Yes.
Right?
Right. There's also, you know, it's like, okay, we have, I call it waste. Let's call it what it is. I call it waste. It's like throwing out the garbage to me. I think I use that metaphor of a crystal. The metaphor of the crystal is you leave all that idea of what Mother Earth is and just be your light, be who you are. And so all of that other stuff that I feel that they're pulling and trying to grab onto that energy is you can't say, oh, you know, because there's that other belief, oh, what you, fight over, it will to you. Yes, because you're creating that energy. You were still talking to the mule, you see? And you've got to stop talking to the mule in every possible way. Each day, make a little a level for you in your journal or wherever you are. You can do it also mentally. Each day says, where can I unhook today? Where can I unhook from this
where
mule?
Can I hook?
The mule doesn't
have to
be people. The mule doesn't have to be anything. It can be just what you want it to be that's controlling, in a sense, your beliefs. So don't try fighting it, you know, just allow it to be. Mother said, if you allow even, and she says it in her way, if you allow evil to have a voice, it won't come out as a bomb. It won't be an explosive.
Yeah.
It'll come out like steam, like on a teapot. And it can be part of us. It is part of us. And we have to learn to just be all encompassed. I had a time with going on that compassion tour with the Dalai Lama, okay? And I don't know, people were just all over because of his energy. They just wanted to, and it reminded me. They wanted to be near him in what other possible ways, it didn't matter, make money off of him mostly. And I was the keeper. I was at this World Parliament of Religions in Chicago. And that all the beliefs, Catholic, you name it, the Indians, the American Indians, the East Indians, all were there. Mother was there, even Amritananda Mayi, I speak of. And they asked me, because I worked on their place, they asked me, what do you want for your working on the place? I said, I want to feed the Dalai Lama a meal or something. They said, oh, no, he has his people around him. They bless everything. You're not going to even get near him. Well, I said, okay, then I don't want anything. That's what I wanted. You said, you know, they couldn't force. So I was, it was the night of his coming out to speak. And I was in the room, and he was led into the room with his people. And they locked the room. They locked the room, and the people left. And I was in the room with the Dalai Lama. And I'm going, oh. And I reached in my pocket, and I had an apple. And I said, here's an apple. And I got what I wanted to do. And he was chuckling. He was chuckling him back and talking to his people. And he got up and he said, I want him to be my bodyguard. And I didn't know they were pointing at me because I was in front of him. And I was the bodyguard for the Dalai Lama. So now I'm in, and he put this energy around me. I could feel it. And I walked up to the thing, the door, and I was supposed to allow people in or not, okay? And even a man came who said, I'm with the royal family of England. And I said, oh, really? And he unrolled his a photograph from Life magazine where he was even in a photo. And I said, well, that's not telling me anything. It's a photo from a magazine. I wouldn't let him in. And every time I wouldn't let people in, this Dalai Lama cracked up like you wouldn't believe it, laughing so hard I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't let anybody in. Well, that's not good. So they came over, they replaced me fast because I was totally experiencing this idea. And but anyway, I learned about compassion from that one night. I learned that it isn't about me that's the bodyguard. I'm just representing an energy field, and I was playing with it. I say, what I do with everything, I am playing, and I've been playing on this planet all my life, and that's the one thing that never and no one has ever been able to reach part of me. Notaki Sangay, she's a poet from the 70s or 80s, she wrote, "You can't have my stuff." This woman was approaching her. She said, you can take anything you want, but you can't have my stuff. You can't have who I am, my energy, my mana. And that was something, you know, when you get a light turned on, when you get an idea that something is real from the soul speaking to you, you will begin to communicate with others who have that. You won't see me.
Yeah.
It's like buying a Toyota. You'll be driving in your new Toyota, and you didn't even know what a Toyota was till you got one. And then you're starting to see all these Toyotas. Oh, another Toyota, you see? So it's like that. You have this real opportunity now to understand who you are. Don't be shy. Be bold. Walk in who you are. Share your joy. Share your light. Share your anger if it's necessary. Share it. And allow it to come through, and allow yourself to come through, and be your boldest, biggest energy of light you can now. That's what the universe is saying to us. Be bold, stand here and be bold, because that other energy is going to wear itself out as it does in age. It all is a bigger window. We are the bigger window. We are the future. We are the past.
We are it.
We created time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. So these dimensions and everything is joining in. Right now we have so many dimensions on this planet. It's like, for me, I don't go out a lot because the dimensions are quite full. I see these dimensions and I see these people. And whether we're alive or what we call dead or whatever these belief systems are, embrace them. Embrace them, because then you'll get to know who they are and you'll be able to make your idea of what you need to gather and what you need to shed. And that's what I need to shed with you and share with you today.
Yeah, and the thing about that is that shedding, that's where, and recognizing that we are the energy, we're embodying the energy of something, it's not us. That's why I always say, it's my energy, it's the energy, it's not even, it's what's coming through, it's what I'm allowing, it's that porousness, that seamlessness.
Right.
And we're all going to be, many of us are going to be moving in that sphere, or recognizing that we're already there. Now, you know, we had joy, fun, happiness about changing beliefs. Healer Medium is saying, love the Dalai Lama story. Yeah, me too. He's a hoot. I've met him behind the scenes too. He's a hoot. He's a
he is a hoot.
He's a hoot.
I heard him chanting one morning, okay. And I thought, wow, it just sounded like Frank Sinatra when he was doing his chanting. And I went over there and I said, were you raised with Frank Sinatra records? He said, yes, that's what I used to listen to when I was young. I said, well, your chanting sounds like a reincarnation of Frank Sinatra. I don't know if he was dead yet, but anyway, it's just amazing that this, we are, you know, we are painting this whole imagination. And right now we can imagine this planet how it can work for us. And that's real exciting. That's exciting.
And that's what we have to start doing. Start where you are now, because you're feeling this already coming through you. I guess that's part of what I really want to underscore here, is that a lot of you are feeling this energy already, and you're perhaps a little, there's might be fear around it, because it's bumping up against conditioned response patterns, mm-hmm. conditioning of beliefs mm-hmm. of what you can do and not do. So you got to let that part out a little more, because that part, or this part of you, that's it's going to be the navigating principle that's trying to come through for you. It's the part of you that's needed. Like, if you look at it, it's kind of similar but different. But if you look at your life, there's been certain times that a certain part of you that has become more emphasized in your life. If you think of the main passages. Now put that on rocket fuel, because this part uh-huh. that's coming through is a combination. Just on a mundane level, somebody's becoming a father, so this something new emerges, a mother, or going to school, going to university, graduating, getting married, your first car, getting more independent. There's all these little parts that come out or aspects, but this is beyond that, because it's the totality on – it's a very pioneering, exploratory, I would say determined – I mean, there's so many ways to describe this, and I can literally feel it in the ethers, in the zeitgeist. I can feel
– Oh, yeah.
Right? Right, Paulo? Is it, right?
It's tangible. It's, that you
it's
can
tangible
feel it.
Now.
Yeah, it's tangible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when I was,
and it's
when
almost
I was
like there, a part, like it's almost like I don't care. It's not coming from rebellion or wounding
no,
of inner child
no.
or, but there is this part mm-hmm. that goes, oh, okay, I see the game. Kind of, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, you're just not playing on that field anymore. That vibrational frequency. You're just not, because there's
yeah.
plugs. There's aka cords and plugs to different frequency levels that hold us up in space and time that orientate ourselves. Like you said a minute ago, that taking the plug out, right? This, to me, is like, yeah, where's that hook, that negative truth? There's hooks that hold us in these belief systems, these funnels.
Yes.
And we're unhooking. We're unhooking now. We're going, no, what? Okay, if that comes up, I'll deal with it. Let me focus on what's really important. Important is what is in this moment.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. And it's been
right?
said over and over. What is now if everyone could just understand that every one of us feels the same, thinks the same, although we don't act the same. And that's what brings this together, the grid. But as you were saying about the third way, the grid is a grid for us to play on. It's for us to manifest on, to become part of this. But it's not a grid that we have to stay on. We don't have
right.
to live there. We can just
right.
use it as a springboard, like a diver. You can just jump right off of this grid. And jumping into the unknown anymore is not what it used to be. Everyone had this idea that the unknown was this place. It was, they manifested this unknown so they could control it. So they could use it
yes.
against or. And that whole I'd say testosterone level of living is not happening anymore. It's everyone
yes.
has a voice. Everyone has a place to
yes.
contribute. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the key. Everyone
yeah.
has a voice. That's what people are getting. We're all contributing. It doesn't matter if you're doing something public or not. You don't. In fact, a lot of the very public people are contributing very little to what's going on. They may seem like it. They're just right. They're not. They don't have.
Yeah.
Not the new emerging consciousness. So let's see. Let's, Paulo, let's see if we have callers. Let's see what's going on.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's play with that.
Let's play around with that. Okay, let's see. I think we've got here Higher on Air.
Michelle from Bali. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Paolo.
Hello.
Hey, Zoe. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Hola.
Good morning. I must always pick up on Paolo's frequency or something because I always wake up before he's on the it's 3 a.m. here where I am, so it's a very interesting time. I'm in Bali.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I love everything what you guys are talking about. Definitely feeling
cool.
This rebirth energy and a lot of this tired energy, for sure, a lot of extra resting now. And I took your advice, Michelle. I'm actually temporarily back in a place with my old roommate. And the following
How's
day
that
when
going?
I got here, the lotus opened. So,
oh, wow.
This morning, two lotuses are open now.
Wow.
It's going good. It's definitely like a temporary situation. It actually worked out better than I thought because my friend actually left. So I'm here in the place by
myself.
Oh,
good. So you have some time.
Yes.
On your own.
A lot of resting, a lot of recharge. But I wanted to tune in with you guys and just ask kind of like what you guys see or feel next, or because I am feeling this rebirth, but I am feeling a little bit still up in the air, still a little bit lost. Like, you know, I know all these things that I've done for so many years, and yes, people are inspired by them, but I'm feeling less of that myself, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I right away I can tell my feeling to share with you is embrace that lostness. Being lost doesn't, you're the belief system in creating a definition of what lost is, okay? And I want you to just be able to breathe with that lost and embrace that lost. And you're going to find out you
can't
do anything.
Exactly.
You're not lost.
Your ego is, but your higher self is not.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about earlier, is that you have to embrace where you're at, the feelings and or emotions, because they're guiding you. And I just kind of went through that lost, you know, I'm not lost in Bali, but, you know, and I knew, see, this is the thing, everybody will understand this and get a handle on this, because the map within, when you don't have your GPS, you can't use your GPS coordinates, you got to use your compass. And that inner compass moves around for a while until it reorientates yourself. And a lot of people are going to be feeling that lost feeling on an ego level because something new is trying to come in, you, another aspect of you, that part that's needed, but it's beyond the you can't think about it. You can't conjure it up. You kind of have to fumble and feel through it. And that's where we feel our spiritual practices come in, you know, our mental, emotional, psychological practices, our spiritual, our work. Sometimes we just kind of have to just do things in the moment little by little, bit by bit, until that part peaks out enough or comes through enough in a way that we can identify it on an ego level.
Or blossoms, blossoms like you have right in front of you. You have the blossoming of the lotus flower. And if you look at that lotus flower, that flower is not lost. There's no one part of that flower that's missing anything. And that's what you are.
Absolutely. It's definitely, and I've been definitely sitting in that energy of, Michelle was talking about earlier in the show, about people always being like, well, you need to be positive. I was like, listen, sometimes we need to sit in our shit. You know, like, sometimes we just need to feel the emotions and go through them because that's our body. It's sending us a signal, like what what is needing to come up. And I'm just like, man, this.
Yeah.
I've been feeling super.
And you could be there a while. It's not chronological. Zoe, right, Paula?
Yeah.
You could be there a while. It's not chronological.
No.
It's not. This is why our, in a loose-knit way, our structures, what supports us. That's why I'm always harping on with people, what supports you, what truly supports you. And you're going to find out it's friends, it's your practice, it's what you do, it's what you don't do, it's what you allow yourself to do, the unmanageability, giving some kind of structure to that loose-knit structure to say, you know, life is overwhelming or I got to sleep a lot. And have people like that. I have friends like that's my friend. I can say, oh, my God, Friday to Saturday or Sunday, I barely got out of bed because, you know, I was just so tired or exhausted or I was depressed. And they're like, oh, me too. I just went through that. It's like, okay. And then, boom, you allow the process and then you bounce up. You're like the ever-ready, yeah, you just come bunny, you know. But you've got, most of our issues and problems are we don't not only don't allow the process, we don't have the sacred space to allow it. We don't have the container,
we don't
right, Paulo?
Or, exactly. We continue to deny that we have these, and just embrace that whole idea of being lost and say, hallelujah, I'm lost. Okay. I'm going to really feel this.
But you
got to
have
really
the container,
I'm really
though.
Angry.
See,
yeah,
you got to
yeah.
have the womb, the container, and that's what people have to start
yeah,
doing
exactly.
because I get it. If people that have regular jobs, regular gigs, or you're, like, worried about money, you got to – if you're going through this passage, because you could only – you can delay it, but it's gonna get stronger, you know,
but
and especially as we go through the changes – right, Paul? Especially as we go through the changes that are coming up – so you
right.
got to say, I got to have some kind of container or structure for this. I got to have an outlet for this, a place, you know, I can't do what I would normally, quote unquote, do or before, you know, I can't have the same requirements, you know. And my
mm-hmm.
spirituality has always taken key precedence because I know money comes and goes, things fluctuate. And I also see what's coming up on the earth. It's like, you know, I have a lot of millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire clients I work with, and they're freaking out now and feeling the pinch.
Sure.
So I'm going, okay, the external is not what's going to help you. It's people and your own sacred structure that you create in your life that you have that can hold you up and say, hey, I got you, or this is okay. You can have this freak out time, or you need to heal a bit more here. Because
yes.
the other stuff you can always build back up. But I think that's great,
oh,
Zoe,
yeah.
that you're doing that, that you have that space
yeah.
now, and you're just going to have to allow
nervous
it.
Nervous system readjusting. Yeah, nervous
yeah.
system readjusting
there you
after
go.
So much moving around and bouncing around, 100%. That's
yeah.
exactly where
I love
I'm
that.
At.
Nervous
well,
system reset.
Guys,
that's a song. I got the nervous system reset.
I'll have to channel and write a song about that tomorrow.
Channel that.
You guys
put
see?
Some electronic music. Come do a nice beat to it.
Yes. I'll send it back to you. Do you guys have
okay,
any
all right,
other advice? Any other advice?
No,
or
that's it. I
got
a school.
Zoe,
lots of love.
Yeah.
I
okay.
want to get to another caller.
That's the
lots
advice.
Of love.
Big
yeah.
hug.
Big hug.
You.
Hi,
it's
you're
beautiful.
On air.
Yeah.
Hi, this
well,
is Void.
Well, we're not
Void.
Even going to get to everyone. Hey, Void. Thought of you the other day.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm so good. I too always, like, tend to tune in when Paula's going to be on.
Oh.
I love his energy oh. so much.
Oh. Well, you can have
yeah.
I'm giving you a lot of Paula energy right now.
Yes.
Mm. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I thought I had such like a boring, mundane question today, but of course it's like totally on point with everything you're talking about, so I feel like there is more depth to it. I have been, obviously, with this opening up to this new aspect of soul coming out more and more, I've been really moving into more of my soul path of music and performing and like energy work and all that. But of course, on an ego level, I've been seeing like as like energy builds in other areas of my life, I'm seeing like my finances dipping, and like I got an offer for a job in October, but I almost feel that it's like a Venus retrograde lesson. Like I almost feel like taking this job on some level would be out of fear. And I guess I'm asking for y'all to tune in, like, psychically for confirmation, but also, like, accountability. You know, I almost feel like I'm calling to ask both of you to hold me accountable.
Void.
Like,
yeah. Let me answer that right clearly for you. Be careful of taking that job.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful. Because that doesn't sound like the void that you just explained to us, the one that's growing and feeling all this energy and moving into creative. You know, that sounds like the old void. So just tell your old void,
yeah,
your child void, your ancient void, whatever that void part of you is, say, chill. Trust me, I'm doing what I need to do. I love what I need to do, and that's where we're at. Get on board with that.
Yeah.
Embrace that void. Tell the other void to go put on its little hat and sit in the corner, and you'll get to it. You don't want to completely, avoid that old void, but just tell the other one to chill right now. You're on it. I can feel the energy. As soon as you started talking about the other, your energy changed. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm giving you a real clear answer here. Okay?
Yeah, so. That's exactly what I was feeling. I gave myself a reading this morning, and I was like, you know what? I need to call. Because, like, sometimes I feel, especially Michelle, when I call, it's like an accountability thing. I'm like, I need someone else who's tapped in to, like, you know, especially with your YouTube channel, Michelle, I feel like most of the time it's confirmation. It's not really, like, telling me anything I need to know. It's like an accountability, like, my higher self coming through in a different way, so I listen.
You know what happens with that? You're broadcasting. When you come for those confirmations, you're putting it out there. And for the reader that's on this, that has enough resonance with you on a similar vibrational frequency, so that you're like, okay, I need an external. But it's you doing that. It's you orchestrating that from the higher self.
Right.
The only thing that I would say is if you're bridging and you have a plan and there's something because I agree, you don't want to get in the labyrinth of I just had to take a job. But if the job is working for you for a particular reason while you're bridging and you have a plan in place, that's a whole different thing. That won't get you in the rabbit hole or labyrinth of not being able to come out. But if you don't need to do that, that's what you have to assess. That's what I feel. I feel like you're on a precipice of building something new.
Yeah.
That you can fully engage
in.
And so you have to see for yourself what is the best plan. And it doesn't, and with Venus retrograde right now, as well as obviously Saturn and Pluto, and we have, you know, Neptune and Pisces, you know, there's just so much. And this Venus retrograde is squaring Uranus. I mean, this is powerful energy. I've been watching a lot of shows on cave diving and caverns, and I've been in a few caverns, but in a boat, like in Carlsbad, Texas. You know, you see the stalagmites, I love it. But I don't think I'm going to be, I don't know, I never know, it could happen, but I don't think I'm going to get certified or trained for 5 or 6 years and go into caves. But
I'm a spelunker.
Well, not just spelunker. They're in the water caves, these caves that are thousands of years old. It's amazing.
I feel like a thousand-year-old underwater cave.
Well, yes, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, in the cave diving, I didn't think this want me deep diving on YouTube cave diving videos would come in, but it's a good analogy because they have a line, so they don't get lost. And when they're exploring, they have to go in, but they got to be on that string to say, is this cave too small? Is this cave basically a dead end? Or does this cave live to a bigger cave? That's where we all are. I think that's why I'm being so – yes, that's why I feel like being
that's
so fascinated because I'm like, yes, because there's a string. Everyone has to find the string. That's the soul, which I find interesting that – Zuckerberg named his new little attachment to Instagram Threads, because we all are threaded.
Right.
That's the woof and warp of the universe and the, you know, Earth and each other. So these threads, that's what I'm saying, the signs are there. Even, okay, Zuckerberg, you could say whatever you think of, you know, him and where he's about, he's tapping into something that reflects the infinite and creative intelligence. So our string, everybody has to connect to their string, that soul, but it's like when you're cave diving, sometimes you can see the string, sometimes you can't. You've got to Paulo's point, you got to feel it. In the cave diving, they have this silt, this stuff that gets kicked up like dust. They can't see. They have to feel in front. And they have to go with the current. That's another thing they were saying. You have to go with the current. And
exactly.
And even if the current is like a scary one, like a riptide current, you got to first go with it to then change direction. You got to let the current. I did, Void, you're in Patreon, right?
I was. I had to hop off for a minute, but I would love to come back. Yeah.
Well, I think, because I talked about this extensively, but I think, you guys, no, I think I actually, this reading that's coming up next, either Friday or Mondays, I did dive deep into the whole currency of things that we're aligning our individual current to the universal current and letting that pull us. Oh, my God. Our higher selves, listen, you guys, our higher selves, man, are we kick-ass. Look at this orchestration of what Paulo said, what you said, what I said about the damn cave dive. I mean, I'm watching all these cave dives. I'm like, Michelle, you're really, this is, you know, getting obsessive now. I'm like, okay, I got to just see one more. I got to see one more. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, I used to live on the biggest cave and the biggest mountain, which was the Big Island of Hawaii. And I would pray at a certain level where they had these lava flows, the lava tubes they called them. And I would pray there every once in a while, and I was there once, and I noticed there was another lava flow there going. And I went over to that cave. I went over to that place, and I looked at it, and my vision said, oh, you can go through there. But I was wrong, and I had my head through it, and then I realized, oh, I'm being cut by pure volcanic lava here. And it was cutting into my body, and I thought, well, what are you going to do? And these lava tubes are very hot. This is lava steam coming from the volcano, right? So I'm breathing in this very, very hot steam. At the same time, I'm kind of getting little cuts. I'm going, oh, boy, what did you do now, Paulo? And I thought, oh. And so I heard a voice. And I thought, okay, what is this? Am I hearing a voice from another dimension? What is this? Oh, no, I'm a real voice. I'm inside this kiva. Oh, okay. He called it a kiva. Anyway, with his voice and his kind of instructing me, I began to breathe into this place I was at. And as I was breathing into this place I was at, I started to notice my body was acquiescing its own way. It had its own inner map. And I allowed that to free me. And that's what we have to do now. We have to rely on our knowledge. We're the being that created all of this. We have to. That's going to also free us.
Mm-hmm.
If you create it, you can free it. If you have a problem, you created that problem also. You're part of that problem. Embrace that, and that will free you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. That's it. It will free us. But we got to go with the current of what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that is key, really. I do. I think that's key. Void, I think we can get in. We're going on to overtime here. Overtime on a weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
OT.
In.
I'm an OG, but it's OT now, yeah.
It's OT.
I'm an OG.
OS, old soul. OSs. There again, iOS software. iOS.
Ooh,
old soul.
Ooh.
Jobs was dialed in. I know he was, you know, finicky.
Yeah.
People say narcissist. It doesn't matter. All data comes through spirit. But with the app, freed us up to do so many creative things, which is going to be needed in this new paradigm, this new way of living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the soul beings we are.
We're going to have the choice.
Healer Medium says show went off air. No, just in the chat. We're doing, I think. Oh. Yeah, I think we're still on air.
I think so.
Maybe so. Maybe it cut off. I don't know. Maybe it did go. Maybe we're just chatting. Void, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, well, something's working.
Something's always working. I'm telling
something's
you.
Something's always working.
Michelle and I have had our own electrical energies all through this lifetime.
Oh,
where nothing
Paulo,
adheres to the rule. Yeah.
Paulo, that's what I'm thinking. We got to share some of our story, especially that one where we went and took that stuff back from the the African place. Because
we've had some hairy things go through.
Yeah, it's like spirit phenomena. Yeah, voodoo, whatever. We've had some, It'll be fun to share.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Boyd, big hug. Lots of love to you.
Yeah.
Big hug. Thank you to both of you. Take care.
Bye.
You're very, very, very physically handsome. I can feel that.
Yes. Yes. Okay, let's see. Did we get 415? Okay, is this?
Yeah. Ooh, San Francisco.
Wait, is this Zoe? I think that's Zoe.
No. Oh.
I think let me just see. Zoe, is that you?
Yes, I'm the San Francisco number.
Oh, you're San Francisco, yes.
Zoe, is that you? I feel like we're in this, we're in our own cave. I'm actually even seeing the bluish water, iridescent water.
Very, very tropical blue, yes.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later. I think we're... Okay, no more calls. We've got some callers, but I don't know. Okay, join us again another time. We will come back and share. I'll be here next week.
Maybe
Paulo will too. But I don't know.
Maybe,
we'll see.
Maybe.
You never know, Paulo. Maybe Paulo will be back. You never know. We will. I know everybody enjoys when you're on. Everybody, so happy that you're on. You bring joy.
Thank you.
Oh, I like this. This is worth a re-listen. I love a lot of what you were saying, especially pulling out those plugs. I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. Yeah. Just to wrap it up, any thought of for people how to pull out those plugs?
Just allow yourself to first feel them, feel where they are, and then allow your someone who you really know to allow to assist. It isn't usually done by your own energy, but you can. I'm not disallowing that.
Yeah.
But I would say allow yourself. At this time, I would allow myself to either get in an ocean, a stream, running water, or you're saying caves. Cave, an underwater cave is perfect for that. Anytime you submerge your body in water, it will help you unplug. Totally.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Unplugging. Time to unplug.
Yes. Instead
you're plugged
of
into
Burnham,
source. That's all you need, the source. You're
we're doing Michelle
Paulo Dior
Unplugged right now.
Yes, exactly. Unplugged takes on a whole new meaning. All right, Paulo, let people know, how can they reach you?
Oh, how can you reach me? AncientBling.com. But best is just, I'm kind of at this trajectory where text me, you heard me on the show, something like that, I will respond. And it's 510-912-0753. The other aspects of my life, I have to have the technical stuff, you know.
Okay.
I got
to
just
very
engaging
cool
right now.
Okay, very cool.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Paulo, till next time.
Okay, big sweetie. Hug. Thank you. Big hug. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, gang, that's a podcast that's worth a listen to because I have no idea what came through. A lot of joy, a lot of connecting, a lot of insight and wisdom, and just a lot of fun. Always love having all of you here. Thanks so much for being a part of this Awakenings community, Awakenings podcast, and all that it brings. If you want to do deeper dives with me, going through those cavernous caves of consciousness, you can connect with me through Patreon, Instagram, and also Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube, and Awakenings with Michelle Mache on YouTube as well. We're aggregating the shows, but we are going to be doing bringing the podcast to YouTube for further connection, sharing, and soul play. All right, gang, keep shining bright, share your insights, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings Group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.